I'm gonna call this meeting to order.
You don't have to be alive for that.
I do too.
In the meeting.
We start to end a meeting.
Sorry.
You're going to have to speak up.
Can you not hear me?
No.
Oh dang, I'm sorry.
Your voice isn't great.
Is it not working?
No, it's working now.
Okay. Okay, so do we have anyone that'd like to give public comment online or in person? If not, we'll move on to item three, which is the approval of minutes. Approval of minutes from February 27th, 2024.
I move approval of the minutes.
Second.
Okay. So motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Passes. Minutes approved.
Sheldon's online, so you know.
What?
Sheldon's online.
Oh, Sheldon's online. Oh, yes. I should have acknowledged that. Thank you. 4.1, informational presentation on the Salt Lake County Redevelopment Agency June 2024 budget adjustment request with presenter Dina Blaze. And Dina, you're here already, which is great. And
thank you.
Who's with you?
And I'm going to introduce you to Moira Gray.
Okay.
Moira is recently hired as our municipal economic development manager. So she's going to be working
You're
really
going to need to move that microphone
really closer
with
me.
You're going to need it too.
Sorry.
Talk loud. I got to be able to hear you.
On the, grab this one right there.
Pull that one over. On the redevelopment agency work in Magna. So if you remember as an RDA board, you funded this last year for this position. So we hired Moira. She has great experience. Do you want to tell them a little bit about sort of where you came from, what you've been doing most recently?
Yeah, absolutely. Right before this position, I was working in Washington, D.C. for the National District Attorneys Association. And before that, I was the economic development assistant for Mill Creek City. So I'm excited to be back in Utah.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. So Lauren, can you open up just the PowerPoint? So in your packet, you would have received kind of a printout from the Sherpa budget system, but we put a PowerPoint together that just goes through the kind of a summary and then the details of the budget adjustments for the RDA. So while Lauren is pulling that up, just a reminder that the June budget for the RDA is really typical because what we're doing is truing things up. We make an estimate at the fall of what the tax increment revenue is going to be for the two project areas that are part of the redevelopment agency, and then we rely on June's true up to just bring all those numbers right. So that's what this is really going to be highlighting today. If you could go to the next slide. So just a summary that I want to talk about. So we had the tax increment revenue increased in both of the two project areas, and we'll talk a little bit about this. Interest, you'll see that in the adopted budget, there was no interest that had been forecast. So we actually put in kind of a three-year average of the interest that we receive on those on the fund balance. So we included $100,000 in revenue. And then the beginning fund balance, that's just an adjustment. This is part of this true up. We sort of project an ending fund balance at the end of last year, and we trued it up to be what the true amount was for the end of 2023. That blue line expenses, you'll see increases in expenses. That's not uncommon because most of the revenue that's received in the redevelopment agency areas is obligated through developer reimbursement agreements. And so when we have an increase in the revenue, we often have an increase in the expenditures as well. There is an additional expenditure that I'm going to talk about on the next slide. And then indirect costs. And these are the indirect costs that we have for mayor's overhead, council overhead, real estate overhead, things like that. You'll see that in my summary, it's not included. The budget printout that you received did show a net difference of $2,800 in change in indirect costs. So we're going to revise this so that when you have the public hearing, this information will be accurate. That's it. The indirect costs we don't control. Those are numbers that are put in by Mayor's Finance. So, and then it just shows the expected ending fund balance for the RDA. So can you go to the next slide, Lauren? Okay, so these are the details of those numbers that I just shared with you. So the tax increment revenue that you'll see was an increase in $98,000 in the Magna Main Street project area and $106,000 in the Arbor Park project area. Again, that $100,000 was added to the budget as interest that had not been projected for 2024. And then we had the adjustments within the fund balance. The expenses that I wanted to point out, so the $71,131, that's a developer agreement that is a result of an increase in revenue, right? That's sort of automatic. Of the tax revenue, percentages are set aside, so when we have an increase in the revenue, we also have an increase in those expenditures. The one that I wanted to point out is the $176,480. That is additional cost we have this year for a waterline payment to the Magna Water District for Arbor Park. These are annual payments that we will be making. We are paying in arrears what has been owed and was not paid for several years. Going forward, you're going to start seeing these in the budget at $19,000 a year. And they're going to get paid out of the interest in the fund balance and or additional tax revenue that we receive from the Arbor Park project area. Any questions? Pretty straightforward. But I'm happy to answer any questions.
Is there a reason why that wasn't being paid out?
I think neither the water district nor prior staff was really aware of it. Like I think it was an oversight with regard to contract management. It was just a simple oversight. And the water district was sort of waiting and to see whether or not they were going to collect. We had a great conversation with the water district. So they are reviewing an ILA now, a draft ILA, and then we'll bring it to the RDA board to finalize that so that we can make those payments.
Okay, so that'll come through before we actually make the payment, but this is
absolutely
for the budget. Okay.
Yeah. We're just budgeting this in anticipation of making that payment, but it will require an ILA between the water district and the RDA. So.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I have a question. Dina, can you remind me of the sunset of this project?
The project area will sunset in 2029. So we are coming to the end of this one. And if you haven't been out there lately, the most recent project, Moira and I were able to tour it, is Linden Hill Apartments. They're market rate apartments. They are beautiful. It is a great addition to the Arbor Park project area, and we're really delighted to be working with the developers on that one. And hopefully, I mean, they expressed an interest in doing kind of a ribbon cutting at some point and are likely going to be inviting you all to participate in that, probably in September, I think. Wasn't it September? They were hoping to finish everything up. You're welcome. All right. Any other questions?
I don't think so. Great. Thank you.
Okay. And we'll be back in 2 weeks for a final adoption via resolution.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much. And then we have 5.1, just setting, it looks like the redevelopment agency sets a public hearing for June 18, 2024, mm-hmm. 6 p.m. to receive comment on the proposed June 2024 budget adjustments. So
I'll move that we set the hearing for the redevelopment agency's proposed June 2024 budget adjustments.
I'll second.
Perfect. As stated.
So. Okay. So we have a motion by Councilmember. Is it board member or council?
Board member.
Board member Stringham and board member Granato. Second by board member Granato. So all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. That motion passes. Arlen's online. Oh, Arlen too. Okay. And moving on to number 6, other committee business. Do we have any other committee business?
We actually do want to give the board a quick update on Mantle Park.
Okay.
Thank you, Lauren.
Awesome.
How do we do this? Okay, slideshow from beginning. So we wanted to just give you an update because there are some timing things that are happening with Mantle Park. So if you're not aware, Mantle Park is it's this park right next to the Empress Theater on Magnus Main Street. And one of the projects the RDA was taking on is to improve this. You may or may not be able to see, but those ADA accessible parking stalls, there's no way to get from those stalls unless you go over a curb to walk through that park. It's got some problems. So we've been working with Magna City to try to see if we couldn't get this fixed. So just, I'm going to point out, Magna Mantle Park is a small portion. There's that parking lot in the rear. So we put together a plan. Here's some ideas of it. It's sort of increasing the landscaping and the greenery in that area, hardscaping, because it turns out to be a really very messy dog park where the grass is, and it's a bit of a problem, especially folks going from the parking area to Empress Theater. So we're trying to hardscape it with some amenities and plantings that are going to be a little bit easier to maintain and also be a little bit more interesting and greater amenities for the community, increasing the lighting in the area, and then making some more improvements to the ADA parking improvement.
So they're going to come on this side, and that sidewalk will bring them all the way through?
Yeah, it'll go along the east side of the Empress. So one of the things is that Magnus City Mayor is a horticulturalist. Mm-hmm. So he had some thoughts about some of the trees that were specced in this plan. So we met with the city manager, David Bricky, and the mayor and folks from MSD to see if there were some additional amenities that could be added.
Eric Barney's a horticulturist.
Yeah, he is.
He's awesome.
I didn't know that.
I mean, he's amazing. But, yeah, wow. Okay. That's a whole nother thing I didn't know about
him. Yes. Yeah. I was surprised. So here's what you're going to see. The original plan for the project budget includes down below this original one light pole and some uplights. Okay. The city of Magna would like to see potentially more lighting in this area and changes to some of the tree specifications from some sort of a fruit bearing to something else. Canopy. Eric had some great ideas, so we want to take those into consideration. The reason we're bringing this to you is just another business, no action or anything today, is that the mayor agreed to sort of see what would be needed financially in order to bring some of those additional amenities to the Mantle Park. So their council is going to be reviewing this proposal of increased bollard lighting and uplighting in this park on next Tuesday. And if that's the case, then we will keep working with Magna to increase that budget and bring a budget adjustment back to you for the redevelopment agency to recognize any revenue that Magna City is willing to commit to the project and then the adjustments in the expenditure. So just wanted to let you know what was going on. We had a great conversation and looking forward to a lot more kind of collaborative discussions with Mayor Barney. He is a very engaged mayor and it's nice to work with him. So we're looking forward to that conversation. But we just wanted to bring it to your attention so that you're not surprised if you happen to see it in some future RDA board meetings.
Great. Great. Thanks for sharing that with us. I was actually out in Magna recently, not for RDA business, but other gang travels and gang unit. And I don't go out there very often. And it was really interesting. So I'm glad that this is being done because there's some blighted areas. And this is really going to make a big improvement for that area. So I think this will be really great. So I'm kind of excited for that. So yeah, thanks.
They're not losing any parking stalls. I didn't think so, but I thought I'd better ask.
There's also a New Mexican restaurant on Main Street right across from the Empress, in case anybody's out there. It's really, really scrumptious, Verde.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'll be at the Empress not that here soon, so that'll be good to go see.
All right. Thanks so much. Yeah. Okay, and then I guess we're ready to adjourn. So that concludes this meeting.